I'm holding on.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Take Two Radio. I'm Pam, your host, and my music is messed up, as you can tell. And tonight I have with me a very good friend, Sabina, as my co-host. And
Hello.
We welcome a very talented, beautiful, and funny actress, Patrika Darbo. Welcome, Patrika.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We're so happy to have you with us and absolutely love that you're back on Days.
Having a good time. Well, I should say I had a good time. I'm off now.
Oh, that makes me sad.
I'm sorry.
I know we'll catch you on other things, though. I mean, you're always working, so we can catch you on other stuff. So how was it to be back there?
I had a great time. It was fun to work with Nadia. I had never worked with Sean before, or Daniel. Just a little sad I didn't get to work with a lot of other people. But you know what? The fans have been so wonderful. And from all my emails and everything, people want to see me come back with Craig and Joy and really give Kate, Lauren Coslow, a hard time for turning my daughter into a prostitute and go toe-to-toe.
You know it. We want to see that. So I think we definitely need to start writing Days, don't you think, Sabina?
Oh, yeah, we definitely do. Hi, Patrika.
Hi, Sabina. Thank you. It's nice to meet you. Yes, the fans have a lot of control. And I filmed the shows you're seeing right this moment in November and December. So I've been gone a while because they're shooting so fast and they are so far ahead. So if the fans want to see that, they need to write in now, because what it'll do is they'll plot it for the next set of stories, and hopefully you'll get to see us all come back together.
That would be wonderful.
Okay,
we'll get started.
We'll be on that. I'm curious what your fondest memory from working on Days, past or present?
I think some of my fondest memories just in general was how kindly I was embraced by the daytime shows. At the time I came on the show in 98, there were a lot more soaps on there. Never
right.
once was I made to feel any less of a daytime diva because of my size, which was a wonderful thing,
right.
considering how daytime is, you know, all about how you look and what you do and being, you know, the guys have to work out to make sure when they take their shirt off that we all kind of go, and the women are all so beautiful, too, and they're in the showers and stuff. So that was one of my fondest and wonderful memories. And then the fact that my peers nominated me for an Emmy. So that meant a lot to me. So those are kind of the highlights and best parts. Then I would say being lucky enough to have a gorgeous husband like Kevin Spiritus, who played Craig, and we are friends to this day and talk all the time. And to he's a doll. And to have the good fortune to work with Nadia, who's blossomed into a beautiful young woman. I started when she was just 18 with her, so it's like I'm really her pseudo mom. And her real mom, Fari, and I are very good friends. We did a lot of traveling weekends and doing things together, and now she's back in Sweden, and I miss her so much.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun to watch when we had watched her on that soap thing that they were on for a short amount of time, and that's where everybody got to know who she was. So I could definitely see hanging out with her.
She's fun, and she takes no prisoners.
Yeah, for sure. if you could play any other role on Days, who would you choose to play?
Well, I would probably want to be Kate, or I would want to be Louis Sorrell is no longer there, but it's good to be like, I have had the best time being the bad girl, being the bitch.
Yeah.
It's
always more fun.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So who would you actually love to work with that you've not worked with before?
Oh,
on days or anywhere?
I'd love to work with Meryl Streep. I think that would be wonderful. I would love to work and do like Sisters or something with Kathy Bates, who I think is wonderful. And though I know her personally, we've really never worked personally together, but I love Sissy Spacek. Her husband directed me in Daddy's Dying, Who's Got the Will, years ago, and so we became good friends, and I would love to work with Sissy on a project.
Most definitely. We'd love to see that, too, because I adore her as an actress as well, and both of you together, I think, would make some an awesome team together.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have a good time for sure.
Yeah. When you played in Roseanne and Tom behind the scenes, how did you research for that role?
Well, I was fortunate enough that I had done an episode of the Roseanne show. I played Dan's dream lover, which was so much fun. So I kind of got to see some of the dynamics going on there. And, you know, at the time, Roseanne was very generous to me. And even after the show, she was like going, I like what you did, but you cried too much.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, so she, I've been to parties that for the Roseanne show where I've been with her whole family. I occasionally correspond with her ex-husband's new wife.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, she was very generous. I just think she's a creative genius, and she is another one that takes no prisoners.
Right.
That's awesome. So is there anything, any role or any production of any kind that you haven't gotten to do that you'd love to try and do or love to take on?
I would love to do Broadway.
That's great.
I've done a lot of local theater and several Equity productions here, but I think it would be wonderful to do a Broadway show.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite play you'd like to do in the theater?
Oh, golly gee. No, I hope somebody would like to write something and do something original that's just wonderful.
Yeah. Are you a writer? Do you think you could write something for yourself and put it out there?
It's funny because I've been asked by people saying, why don't you write a one-woman show and do some things? I guess I don't trust myself as a writer yet, but it's something that I would like to do. So you may see Grandma Patrika doing something later.
Yeah.
That would be so fun.
Yeah. Do you sing and dance both?
Honey, I do it all. I went to school to be an actor, and the actor, I can run any power tool and build a set. I can sew, so I can make any costume you need on there.
Wow.
I'm like a five thing? Cinco threat.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. A woman of many hats and talents.
I think most actors really, I mean, they studied hard and did a lot of things, and that's why you hear several actors, including myself, to get a little aggravated when so much reality is on television, and basically these people become stars because they did a sex tape. Who knew?
Right?
Yeah.
You would have did that long time ago.
I wouldn't have had to go to college, and I wouldn't have to still be studying. I could have just, you know, done something become natural, and put it out there for the world.
Yeah, I had it fun.
True.
And had fun doing it.
There you go. There you go.
So
I did one time think it would be fun to do a sex tape that was just completely dark, and every once in a while you saw the light hit a hand or a leg. You didn't get to see anything.
That's fantastic. So if you weren't an actress, what would you be doing instead?
Well, oddly enough, for the first part of my life, I was a credit manager. So for 20 years, I worked in credit. My biggest, I guess, last job, I think most people know James B. Lansing Sound. They make JBL speakers.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll see them in movies and in bars and all kinds of places that need to have music. If you go to a concert, they usually have JBL speakers. I was their national credit manager. And I had a new boss started there that told me acting did not fit the corporate image.
Oh,
and,
my God.
So I said, bye-bye. And I
don't blame you.
You know, as a woman, though, you haven't heard the best part. As a woman, you know, we still are a little conscious about security and stuff. And I could hear my dad going, acting is not secure. Get a job.
Yeah.
So even after leaving that, I made the mistake. So it was a blessing in disguise and went to work for another company. And their new boss came in and told me, and I quote, "You are a woman, no more than a goat. Don't ever contradict me again."
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I promptly left the office, called my husband, told him that I was giving them 2 weeks' notice or 20 minutes' notice. They could have their choice.
Oh, my God. I would have gave them the 20 minutes and not any choice on it.
Mm-hmm.
I should have sued them. But when I did stand-up comedy briefly, I used to use it in my act and go, I told him, bye.
That was a good one.
So since 1984, I have full-time been an actor and successful at it. So,
yes.
Previous to that, just doing it part-time, I'd been successful. I just didn't realize my own worth. And I say to everybody, don't let somebody else live your dreams. Don't let your dad tell you, ooh, get a job, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's
great advice.
Dream,
yeah.
If you have a dream, go for it.
Right. Because it's not going to happen otherwise if you sit there and do nothing about it. So you have to work for it.
Right.
You know, it's a dream, but nobody's going to hand it to you on a silver platter either.
Absolutely, but it's all about life, too. I mean, if you have a bad haircut, you can't sit at home waiting till the hair grows out.
If
you've got a pimple on your face, you can't wait till your face clears up. Life is going by too fast, and you've got to get out there and live it. So just put a little parasol on, put on a hat, and go.
Yeah, that's it.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
You've been on a popular web series, Misbehave, and so was Eric Martsoff and Darren Brooks, all from Days. I think Susan has good taste. What was it like playing a psychiatrist to the teens? Did you learn anything from that?
There is so much angst.
Right?
Lordy. So much angst. But I have to tell you, being able to work with Eric and Darren, they're cuties. But sorry, just a second. I am in the car, so I have to just, like, slow down a little bit. It was a lot of fun, and it was good to be able to do that type of character. The best part was I got to direct a couple episodes, one of which I won an award for. So
wonderful. Congratulations.
It just shows you've got to keep trying new things and doing other things. It just keeps you going, keeps your brain alive, because it is a muscle that needs to be exercised.
Exactly.
Yes,
I try
definitely.
To even take a college class every now and again just to keep my brain going. So.
Well, that's probably my next thing, because that scares me just a little bit.
Really? Well,
I don't know.
I guess if you loved school when you were in it and you love studying and learning new things, or maybe as an adult you learn to love that kind of stuff, then it's a little bit easier for you.
For, you know, I take a lot of classes in you know, like the arts of things. It's just that, I mean, there's part of me that would love to take a science class, because that was one of my favorite things in school. So, you know, it's just, you just kind of have to find time. I also love history. And that's something that you can always do. So there's so many things. You just have to keep doing stuff. That's the best thing.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. I'm curious, if you could give your 16-year-old self advice, what would it be and why?
Well, I would say to her, don't sit at home listening to people calling you a fatso. Get out there and live life. Don't let the bullies get you down.
That's so important, especially these days with so much of that going around with the kids and that. So even some adults, you know, they don't know when to keep their mouth closed. If, I always try to go by the golden rule. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Right.
Yep.
And it's I also like karma is a good thing. And
yes.
Payback is a bitch.
That is so true.
Almost every actor I've spoken with on this show wants to be on Dexter, and you actually were on it. Did you watch the show before getting the part?
Which is so funny. No, I did not. I had friends that watched it all the time that were going, oh, my God, you got to see Dexter. And I was going, I don't get Showtime. I can't see Dexter. So it was kind of crazy, but it was a lot of fun to get to go do it, and it's kind of like one of those iconic shows that suddenly somebody sees it on your resume or you appear in it and people go crazy.
Yeah.
So I was very lucky and very happy.
Do you get creeped out by those types of shows at all, or is it just not a big deal?
No.
Can you watch creepy films and shows?
Sometimes I can watch creepy, but today I was reading. I'm doing the laundry. I'm playing the domestic goddess today, doing the laundry, and I was my husband was watching because he's been watching The Following. I don't know if you've seen it or not.
I've only watched the first episode. I have to catch up on it.
Well, I was reading and sort of like half listening because I didn't want to get involved in another show. So, and I'm glad I didn't because that show creeps me out. The
Ooh.
You know what, if somebody is robbing a bank and got all their brains in their head, it's one thing. But when you see crazy people being manipulated to do harm to totally innocent people, scares the bejesus out of me.
Yeah.
And because you know that can happen. Dexter killing people like that, there's a part of it that's fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
But The Following, and sometimes Criminal Minds. I couldn't watch Criminal Minds.
Oh, that's hard sometimes, but I do love that show.
I love the actors and stuff, but sometimes that man's inhumanity to man just freaks me out. Just scares me to death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know it can happen in real life, so.
That's what scares you. Just go, whoa, this is reality-based. This is too scary for me.
Right. And you watch through your fingers. I know I have quite a few times.
Oh. You've got your finger on the channel button, so you can change out of it really fast. So it's like, not good at all.
So,
or sometimes
Patricia,
I have to get up and run in the other room.
Yeah. And make sure you have all the lights on.
You run in there and tell my husband, I need some attention. I need a hug right now.
Yeah. That's why I steer clear of those kind of shows and the horror movies that I can't watch because like I don't want to be freaked out.
I'm still amazed that they've made Saw 4. And I'm going like, oh my gosh, after Saw 1 and after Halloween 1 and Halloween 2, I'm like, come on, stop with this already.
Right.
Wow.
So I have to tell you. I did a horror film called Hatchet.
Ooh.
And the Fangoria magazine gave me the best kill that year because I get killed by the monster where he puts his hands in my mouth and rips my head open.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's like, oh. But you know what is really funny is that I would love to work with now my head went right out of my head as I want to tell you. Quentin Tarantino.
Oh.
I just think he's totally bizarre, and he's always so bloody and gory. And
yes,
I would love to work with him. Going back to what we asked earlier, I think it would be a hoot and a half. So
right. Well, as long as you know it's
wonderful.
Pretend, I'm sure it's not a problem to get through it. You know, it
yes,
makes a difference.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you won't be able to just watch after, though, right?
you know what? I close my eyes through. Hatchet usually when that's starting to happen. So.
I don't
tell you this. When I did In the Line of Fire, my mother was alive at the time and called. She was so frightened by the fact she saw me get killed, and it was done so shot so well, and she gave me kudos for my acting job. But when John Malkovich killed me, she had a call to make. She had to listen to my voice. She had to hear me. It put her off so much.
Oh,
you get affected by stuff, yeah.
Right. So, Patrika, I have actually spoken to you once before. I am in Atlanta. We talked about Atlanta before, but I'm curious if you have any favorite haunts from when you were growing up, and if you enjoyed the Varsity or anything like that.
Oh, I love the Varsity. Going there for and of course going to the White Castle. It's not called White Castle there.
Crystal.
I'd like having,
yes.
I was with, you know, when you're young and if you don't have a lot of money, you go to the Crystal, and those times I think they were like 5 cents a piece. Hold on just
wow.
a second. Honey, I'm staying. I'm not leaving. That was always fun. And I have to tell you that I'm older than I look, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But I remember Underground Atlanta before it was Underground Atlanta. It used to be a place where teenagers would go and start drinking in the cracks and crevices down there so nobody could see you.
Oh, wow.
That's how long ago it was, so don't tell anybody.
No.
But I just got back from there.
To our listeners, don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody, all my listeners. You know, may my mom and dad rest in peace. They've gone now, so I won't get whacked. So,
right.
and the police won't get me now. It's very scary. I was just back there in Atlanta about a month ago now because I filmed Devious Maids there, which is the new show Mark Cherry from Desperate Housewives.
Yeah.
Producing.
Mm-hmm.
And Eva Longoria is one of the executive producers. I had fun there. It amazes me how much the town has grown up because I hadn't been back in at least, 10 years or more. So just in that brief time, it was amazing. And I had an audition also while I was there at the Tyler Perry Studios, which are fabulous, the compound that he has out there. And then also mm-hmm. going to the Screen Gems ABC Studios, which is, I guess, right near the it used to be the old fairgrounds. They turned all the big fairground buildings into sound stages.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's amazing out there. And, if you ever watch Live with Kelly and Michael, they were talking the other day, the number one city that people are moving to right now is Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Get ready, Sabina. You're going to have
That's
lots
awesome.
Of company.
I'm in the great, perfect spot.
it's amazing because Atlanta is a big hub for actors and all kinds of production people because the studios are there. But also they cast out of there for New York. They cast out of there for North and South Carolina, for Louisiana, for Florida, and a lot of the production going on in Georgia. I mean, you have Drop Dead Diva. You have the Vampire Diaries, the Glades is
right.
cast out of there. There's so much stuff going on there.
Well,
yeah.
I'm happy to say that Drop Dead Diva is coming back because there was a point in time where they had canceled it off of Lifetime, but I guess it's coming back, and I absolutely love that show and would love, love, love to see you on there.
Well, I was a big fan of the show, too. I thought it was terrific until they cast Kim Kardashian, and then I went,
oh. I was rather surprised to see her on there, too, but she's also in the new Tyler Perry movie, Temptation.
I know. See what a sex tape would do for everything
on sex tape. Right? But you're going to have to make it different and, what's the word I'm looking for, than Kim's. Maybe more out there.
I'm gonna make a sex tape that's good for the entire family.
Okay, that's good.
Awesome. Do you happen to know when the show that you came here to film will be on, will air, or has it aired?
No, I don't. I believe it's going to be on Lifetime. The episode I filmed was number 7, so they might be finished completely shooting it now. So I don't know when it's going to go on, but they've obviously had a pickup, or they wouldn't have shot that many shows. So I have no idea when it's going to start airing. I do know that Tyler Perry is shooting 3 pilots, and really not pilots. He got the go-ahead for the shows for the OWN, which is OWN Network, which is Oprah's network.
Right.
He's shooting 1 hour and two half hours.
Oh, okay, cool. I love everything that Tyler Perry does. He's so very talented as an actor and behind the camera as well.
Listen, honey, I would love to be a nemesis or somebody working with him for Medea.
Right?
I would have the best time.
That would be awesome. I'll try to set that up. I'll find a way to get in there and talk you up on that, because I would love to see that myself.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a hoot and a half.
Right? Even if you were just playing like the prison guard or something, because Medea's always in trouble, you know?
Oh, I want to be in trouble right alongside her. I want to be one of her best friends in trouble right alongside her.
That works too.
Together.
Yeah. I would definitely pay to see that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I was wondering, what charities are close to your heart and which ones do you endorse?
I am a very big advocate of most every rescue of dogs or cats and animals. And anything having to do with children. I don't think animals or children have a loud enough voice, and
right.
we need to speak out and save and help anytime we can. In fact, you're going to laugh now, but there is an organization called Drag Queen Bingo.
Oh no, I know about that through Carolyn Hennessy.
Okay, I am calling Drag Queen Bingo on April 17th in
my birthday.
Los Angeles. Happy birthday! I will be at Hamburger Mary's on Santa Monica, calling for Drag Queen Bingo for the Bark Foundation.
Wonderful.
So those are very important to me. I try to do a lot of things for AIDS Foundation, HIV, because
mm-hmm.
I've lost a number of friends in the performing arts, and also I think that's not a loud enough voice, that we need to let our children know that this disease still is here, and some of the highest rises in that are in our young people thinking they're
right.
invincible. And oddly enough, it's in women who are now divorced or widowed and not thinking they're going to get pregnant so they can do what they want to. Well, no, you can't. So,
right.
No gloves, no love, people.
Right. I have 4 children and I preach it. It's not always welcomed, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do as a parent.
You got to do what you got to do, and you've got to tell them that they are not invincible.
Right.
You know, pregnancy is the least of their worries. The least of their worries.
You know it. There's
not
so many things out there.
When we were kids, pregnancy was our only trouble.
Yes. That's so true. And you know what? That's only because we probably didn't have the publicity of the different STDs that are out there now so wide out in the open back when we were growing up.
But we also didn't have celebrities pregnant out of wedlock. There were a lot of things, and I don't want to sound like an old fogey here, but there are a lot of things that we, as younger people, it was verboten. It was like unheard of. An actor or actress's career could be killed by things like that.
Right.
So
right.
There's messages that are different than when we were kids, but those messages need to include that there are more dangers than when we were kids too.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I can remember Brock Hudson, you know, hid it for how long until right before he died.
Yeah, true. And can you imagine how, on both sides of that coin, to have to hide that illness, A, mm-hmm. but to first of all have to hide who he was.
Right, right. Yeah, because everybody saw him as a ladies' man.
Of course, and so, you know, and that's not to say he's not a ladies' man. I mean, you know,
right.
he was good-looking. There's not one of us that didn't watch him with Doris Day and go, oh!
You know
so,
it.
And,
yeah.
and love every minute of it. So his sexual preference didn't do anything with his acting. His acting
right.
was wonderful. It convinced us, and it's just a sad situation. But we've come a long way, so hopefully we'll get a little further.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
And we have, but not enough.
Absolutely. And I don't have children, but let me just say I applaud you for having them, and, you know, God bless you. And you sound like you're making them be open and accepting.
I try, and thank you for that. And I'm also willing to share with you.
There you go. Good to go.
That's good. So, I have another question for you. What is
Absolutely.
Your all-time favorite role that you've played, and why?
My all-time favorite role would be Daddy's Dying, Who's Got the Will. I got to originate that. First of all, it was written for me. Second of all,
wow.
I performed it on stage here in Los Angeles. I got to go to Edinburgh, Scotland, and do it at the Fringe Festival
Ooh.
There. And then I came back, and I was fortunate enough to reprise my role in the movie with Bo Bridges and Tess Harper, Beverly D'Angelo. If you haven't seen it, see it and
oh.
write and tell me what you think.
I totally will. I haven't seen it, and I will be going and looking for that at my work. I work at a movie store that we sell movies, and I'm sure that I'll find it at some point. Definitely looking forward to seeing that.
Do, and then just email me. You can email me at TOTOFANS, TOTOFANS@yahoo.com. Takes me a while to get to everybody, but I'll get to you. Or you can Facebook me, Patrika Darbo, and I'll answer you there.
Wonderful.
Okay,
you don't have a website, right?
Not right this moment, no. But I think
okay.
you'll enjoy. I'm setting something up right this moment that has a blog and it's like a website together. I have a friend who's a director who's setting that up for me right this moment. But I think you'll like Daddy Stein, Who's Got the Will.
Yeah, it sounds great.
I have a question from our I have a question from our chat room. Michelle wants to know what it was like to work on Seinfeld.
Oh, I had such a good time. Those are crazy people.
Yeah.
Wonderfully talented, crazy people. You know, I was so fortunate on that, too, because I got to do, it was kind of like their pilot, and like very close to when they were just starting off doing the episode where George decides he needs to quit, and then he tries to pretend he didn't quit.
Uh-huh.
So that was fun. And when In the Line of Fire came out, Jerry liked the movie so much, he asked if I'd come back and do another little cameo for them. And that's where I did the second in Seinfeld, where I am at the mailbox and Newman is touching my arm in my
yeah.
series.
That
so
was
I had a
great
good time
show.
There.
Yeah.
It was. And what's so funny about that show is that it's going to be one of those that lasts forever. My husband did not get into Seinfeld when it first came out, but he is like glued to the tube at Channel 13, which is one of our, I don't know where you are, but it's one of our, not cable stations, but local stations that comes on that reruns them all the time, and he is glued to them at night.
Yeah, I tend to watch a lot of reruns, too, of the shows that were my favorites when I was younger because they're just so good. I mean, I love to watch comedy. That's my first and foremost, and it just cracks me up every time and puts me in such a good mood.
Well, I was fortunate enough to be play Suzanne Summer's sister on Growing Pains, I mean, on Step by Step, but I also did a lot of Growing Pains.
Oh, yeah.
I think, you know, in the last 10 years, we forget that the biggest population are baby boomers, and
right.
And we're not all 19. We're all not watching things on our phone, and but there's not as much made, I think, for people, for the baby boomers now. It's either everything is a teenage angst thing or vampires, werewolves, and all those other things.
Yes.
So, they don't do television for us anymore. I think that's why the soaps are so good. At least that's a venue that's been around for since our grandmother's grandmother, practically, because it started in radio, and it's about family and the things that go on. And we know that all those things don't go on all the time, but it's something to escape into and just enjoy that hour every day.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And, I mean, I feel like I was born late because I have so many favorite shows from back when before I was born. All the, like, I Love Lucy and all the black and white TV shows, just they don't make them like that anymore.
No, they don't.
So I have
nobody,
one more
nobody's listening to the people, obviously.
No, they don't.
No, they're not. Yeah, that's so true. I was wondering, it doesn't really go hand in hand with the favorite role, but I wanted to know what you feel has been your biggest accomplishment in your career thus far.
Oh, I don't think I've had it yet, honey. I've had the best thing, but I think I've got more to give and more to come, and I'm looking forward to every step of it. Things have been great. There have been some bad things and some good things, and some people I don't ever want to work with again, and some people you go, ooh, that was what a stinker. But I think I've got other things to come, as we all do, and I won't give up looking for that.
Oh, that's fantastic. I look
forward to
it.
Once we get to in Tyler Perry, then it will be, right?
There you go, honey. Write those letters. Medea and Patrika on the road.
Right?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, we want to thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in and speak with us. And I know the fans that are listening are very thrilled to hear from you.
Thank you very much. And thank you for having me. And ladies, much success with this. I think it's so wonderful that there's a venue that women are getting out there and getting on the radio and doing stuff and having a good time. Kudos.
Oh, thank you.
Aww,
thank you so much. We really appreciate that. It's something I never dreamed of doing, but somehow fell into, and wouldn't give it up now.
we haven't gotten to our height yet. We've got so many more things to do.
Right. And we'll be right there with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you have a good night, and we'd love to have you back in the near future when you get a couple more roles, and we'll talk about those. And we'll get you back on days.
And if you need me, call me. You got me, whatever you need me.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You're very sweet and kind.
Good night, ladies, and thank you so very much. Good night, fans, wherever you are. I love you all, and I appreciate you all.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye. I would love to talk to her like all day and all night because she has some awesome stories to talk about and things that even she did in real life, you know?
Right. She's fantastic. I really enjoyed meeting her. And I got to tell you, she is a hoot. If you would have seen her in her element when at the event that I met her at, she's definitely a great comedian. She's hilarious. And a lot of fun. Just,
you know, I didn't
super,
know she did stand-up
person.
Comedy, but I could see that.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
I could see that real easily. And I love the episode she was talking about when she was on Roseanne. Did you see that one when that was Dan's dream girl? Oh, my God.
I've been going back and watching a lot of
you
this stuff that
to.
I haven't seen.
You have to. It was so funny. And she, you know, her character, like, had no clue that he was having these dreams about her. And I won't say too much about it so you can watch it, but it's very, very funny.
Yeah, I've definitely got to go back and watch a lot of stuff she's done because I used to watch a lot, like, Step by Step, a lot of these shows I used to watch. But, you know, I was younger, and it's been a while since I've seen them. So I probably did see whatever episodes she's done, but I don't remember because it's been too long. So I just got to go back and rewatch. definitely right. doing that.
Yeah.
And watching that movie.
Well, yeah, and I mean, these days there's so much TV, there's so many movies that you want to watch, but there's also life in between that, and so you use the DVR a lot and try to get at that, but it's never, ever cleared.
No.
So, anyway, thank you for joining us tonight with Patrika Darbo, and we would love to have you back on Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time when we interview Eisler. And those that don't know who he is, he's actually the composer for Revenge. He does their music, and he's done so much more for such a young guy. He has a lot of credits behind his name, and I can't wait for that. And Ms.
Yeah,
Sabina will be with me.
Yay!
Yay! And she has a million and one questions for him.
Definitely. There's a lot I want to know and learn from. Yes.
Yeah. And tomorrow I might be co-hosting, but even if I'm not, join Behind the Mic Radio. They're going to be interviewing Robin Mattson at, I'm sorry, Dawn, but I'm not sure if it's 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern time, but it's on Blog Talk Radio. Look for her tweets, and you'll find out. If you'd like to call in to speak with her, make sure you call ahead of the show starting so that way they can get you in queue. And, of course, follow us on Twitter at Take Two Radio, and that's the number two. Check out our website, take2radio.com, although it is currently under construction as far as upcoming guests go and that. Okay, Dawn says 7 p.m. Eastern time for her show tomorrow. And I'm sure everybody knows who Robin Mattson is, but she plays Heather on General Hospital as well as many other roles. And follow Sabina and David, my two co-hosts, on Twitter at Take Two Radio Crew. Follow us on Blog Talk so you won't miss a show. They'll send you an email each time a show is scheduled. And our podcasts are also available for download on iTunes. And with that, I say thank you to everybody. Have a good night. God bless. And Sabina, thanks for joining me again.
Thank you again. Good night, everybody.
You're welcome. Good night.